This week on Clown College.
All I can say is prepare for the worst, because you're in a fucking storm that you can't get out of. This is like, milk's not gonna help, water's not gonna help. There's nothing in this world that can help you, though. Like, you can scream for whoever you want to, your mom, your dad, but you're gonna wake up in the middle of the night with shakes and shocks, man. Like, I promise you, it's fucked up.
Donald Trump, help, please.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
Willis,
Don, and JJ.
Open mic on a blimp. That way people can't leave.
And they're just excited to get it up on a blimp.
Oh, we went in a blimp, and then there was this other guy talking about masturbation and the Holocaust.
Better not crash. That was a bomb, and it fall on the ground like that.
Oh, you have to jump out of the blimp if you fall on your set. Panel of judges, you get a parachute.
Yeah. Man, dude. But you gotta pull it yourself.
See,
yeah.
We're gonna die. That's death.
No, I just got strapped up. Yeah, it was like a marsupial.
That's death right there, man.
We probably could pull that off, though, in a hot air balloon.
Not a lot of seating in a hot air balloon.
It's not, but if you can
fit
enough.
If you get a group of them?
No, you can fit enough. We have a balloon fest every year where I'm from. And it's not like a small.
But how many people can you get in one basket?
I think you can fit like 12 at least.
That's a lot of people, bro.
Look up how many people. Yeah, for real.
Well, that 12 just covers the comics, but
yeah, everybody else is just a regular person, but we make sure we're like, you can only get in here if you're 18 and up.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Give them a warning. There will be a comedy going on, and then we all get in a different air balloon, and we all do a set.
But if the air balloon holds 12 people, there's 12 comics. Where are the two audience members going to sit?
The comics won't be on there.
They're
you
not
just
on
have
comic
one comic per balloon.
Oh.
So the 11 other people are people, and like, I know I am. I think we're all scared of heights, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So to be up there and to have to do comedy, like, because you'll be standing at the edge of it on the corner.
Dude, man. Could you imagine how fucking sweaty Brandon would be, dude?
Dude, no. I just slip and die.
No, yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah. But that's something we do for comedy.
But if you bomb, you keep pretending like you're jumping out.
Oh, man.
Tell the audience, I'm going to kill myself if you don't laugh.
I really would. I know I will fuck up with that thing, man. I wouldn't pull it right. Oh, yeah, like, Alex, are we official?
Yeah.
Okay, hell yeah. Good.
You guys are official.
550.
I think we've been going for a minute, Brandon.
Yeah, I thought we started a long time ago.
Yeah,
Brandon, are you on your phone, man?
Oh, okay.
Are you on your phone, dude?
Time stamping.
This is a professional production,
time
Brandon.
Time
oh, my gosh, man.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Was that pornography on your cellular device?
No.
Not that time?
Where's your go-to for porn? Because we're after. This is the only time we get to talk about rowdy shit, because you got Christmas coming up. We just had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wait, though.
What you go to for porn?
It's the gooch of the year.
Nah, man, I don't fuck with porn. I don't fuck with that stuff, man.
No,
I don't fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have changed your tune a little.
Yeah, man, I changed. Like, back then I would, but you know, now, nah, man.
Back
I'm
then they didn't
guy.
Want me, now they hot. They all on me.
What is that, a rap song?
Mm-hmm.
Who sang that?
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones, hell yeah.
Who?
Mike Jones?
Hey.
What year? What year did he rap?
Mike Jones was definitely 2002.
Oh, see, I wouldn't. That was a year before I was here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You kind of look like him.
For real? Let me see what this dude looks like.
Jones.
Let me search up Mike. Mike. Want to be like Mike?
Shout out Mike. Mike Sales.
Hell yeah.
Mike and Bill's Presidential Barbershop.
Still haven't met Bill.
Nope, still haven't met Bill. I don't know if Bill exists.
Right here. This him?
No.
No?
That doesn't look like
him. I was like, he looked more like me.
The dude with the gold looks like a rapper.
That guy looks nothing like you.
Man, dude, I see it, man. He's strong. Looks built.
Brandon have positive body dysmorphia.
Hell yeah.
That's probably the best thing to have, though.
Yeah, it is.
To be able to just like eat whatever you want, look any way you want, and you're just looking in the mirror and you're like, I'm fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Dude. That's a dream.
That would be sick. That's I wish I had that.
Yeah, I wish I had that too, man.
Well, you kind of.
Damn. Okay, I realize it now.
No, I'm just playing.
Brandon is
you're jacked. Yeah, we saw you in the leotard. You were jacked, man.
Hell yeah, man. It was a lot of stuff. That leotard, man, brought back memories. Good days. Good times. Still tight.
You just look like a penis with a condom on it.
I know, yeah. That was out.
Yeah, no, well.
Well, it wasn't out.
Hold on, what are you guys talking about?
I was thinking,
we're talking about leotards. Like, man, it's messed up.
No, I'm just saying in general.
Oh, in general. Okay. Okay. Because I was like, with the leotards, I remember when I was watching the film, I looked down, I was like, damn, man, it's crazy. Like, one moment it looked like a camel toe, then the next moment I was just like, this is crazy.
What was the next moment?
Next moment, it was in a plastic bag or something, you know, like at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paper or plastic.
Nah, man, not paper, man. Man, people, I don't get it with paper, man. Like, well, that's just extra time for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Save the environment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't.
They got paper at Publix?
Yes. And then people be like, you know, I want paper because I want to be better for the environment, dude. You're still recycling both of them.
No, but plastic gets caught in the seas.
But we're not near any sea. If we were near the sea, then I'd be like, all right. But we're not near the sea, man.
That's the coastal people's job.
Just an excuse to make more time. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
Because you got to stack it all when you put it in there.
Oh, yeah, you got to stack it all perfectly.
So PSA to everybody, go ahead and look at the camera and tell them.
Paper's not helping. I mean, it might, but it's not helping me. Tell you that.
You don't live in the sea, man.
No.
You know anybody that lives in the sea?
Nah, man. I'm not a seaman.
Mm-mm.
I'm not a seaman. We're not even near the sea.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So
where
the fuck we got to worry about it?
That's what I'm saying. We're near lakes with alligators.
It's not like trash travels to the sea from here.
I don't know. Now that I think about it, it probably could.
Go to take a landfill. A while. Yeah.
Take a long time, though.
And people only talk about like plastic straws and bags and, you know, the six-pack containers killing cool sea creatures. What if they kill bad ones?
Mm-hmm.
Like a jellyfish.
Ooh.
You can't tell me you give a fuck about a jellyfish.
I just realized something, man. The straws and the bags, they didn't just waddle in there, man.
No.
There's people littering, throwing shit in there.
Yeah, so it's the people's fault, not the plastic's fault.
That's what I'm saying. So just put in the recycling bin. Why are we throwing, why are you throwing a Happy Meal into the middle of the sea?
People kill sea creatures.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not the plastic.
Not
we
plastic.
Joke. You can still throw a paper bag in there and fuck something up, maybe. Maybe not, because it's paper. It's going to dissolve.
So paper is a better option than for the environment.
It is.
But for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
It's okay to say fuck the environment here.
No, not fuck the environment.
We only need it for like 80 more years, Brandon.
No,
exactly.
Not 80. I'm probably going to. There's a small ass chance I might be here in 80 years, man. I'm good.
That's all you need.
That's fine.
I only need 20.
You only need 20. No, man. No, man. I tell you, I'm going to live like 100.
That's quite generous.
Mm-hmm.
105, maybe.
That's fine.
120, 150. Yeah,
in 80 years, how old will you be?
Okay, so I'm 21 right now. So 80 years, 101.
Exactly. So you're already at the time you're trying to make. So you just need 80 years.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still going to be able to see and breathe and everything. And I'm still going to be in the presence of seeing all that horrible stuff. And I'm going to be old. So there's a small chance I'm not going to be able to walk. So if some shit breaks down, I'm kind of fucked.
You want to live when you can't walk?
Dude, sure.
Yeah, I guess you can say
that. Yeah, because I'm like,
know,
dude, you just chill, I guess.
And do what?
Talk.
It won't be that much different how I live right now.
Just watch TV.
Fully sedentary.
I'd be like, I'm retired, man. I don't have to go to work. Hopefully. Hopefully I'm not at a nursing home.
Hopefully you're not at fucking work at 101.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hopefully I'm retired. I'm not at a nursing home. That's my thing. Don't put me in a nursing home.
You don't want to go to a nursing home.
No.
So you'd rather your family wipe your ass and all that shit?
No, I'd rather
But what
wipe
if the nursing
own.
Home was...
No.
Well, sometimes you can't. You get to a certain age.
I've just... Because I've been in, like...
What about assisted living?
that's better. It would have to be perfect because some nursing homes, man, they're wrong, man. Mm-hmm. Like some of them, so you got to make sure it's the right.
But what if it was tight, bro?
Tight,
what if
like
they
good?
Got like shit events going on?
You hell
got
yeah,
bitches in the nursing home.
No, I got my wife the, in
dude,
bingo.
We
in the 20 years
about that in
be
set.
Dead, but
no. the most they, STDs are from where all the nursing homes are in Florida.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard
Florida?
It too multiple times.
The, what is it called? The villages, I think
yeah.
That's what you called, the villages.
Yeah, that's what he said. Literally, what it said.
Yeah, that's for real. There's somebody who I kind of knew who retired and went to the villages, and that shit is real, bro.
He was banging.
They be
she
fucking,
was banging.
The different colored loofahs
mm-hmm.
and all that shit. That is real, bro. That is not some myth. Man.
See, Brandon, you got when you get there, you still have options.
I don't think I'd be in Florida, though, man. It might be like in
that's
New York.
It'll be underwater by then.
Yeah,
it'll be Atlantis.
True.
Yeah, exactly, man. I just go to New York. No, that's even more fucked up. It's so crowded. It'd be too crowded, man. Go to Denver.
Well, it could also
Denver.
He almost went full John
Denver.
Rocker. Like, can't, in New York, you can't go 5 feet without seeing some.
Go to Denver. Go to Denver. That's a good one.
Okay.
Maybe.
Denver. Okay.
Colorado.
It'll be the last city to get swallowed by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
The highest in elevation.
See, look at that, man. We're safe.
Yeah,
we good.
Yeah, dude. You can live in the Rocky Mountains.
Exactly, man. Be mm-hmm. cold as hell.
Yep.
And old as hell. It's not a good combination, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, you just gotta make it work. You can make anything work you put your mind to.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I don't know who said that. I forgot who quoted that. But
I think it was Dom.
Yeah,
Dom.
Just,
well, you know what? You quoted that.
Thank
man. That's the first dude that ever quoted.
Damn right. We'll do a whole thing.
I
quotations, Dom Carr.
Hell yeah. Dom yeah. Carr.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving just passed, right? We all got some good eats, and then I guess it was time for some of us to get some bad eats after that.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe you guys did that, man. That was wild as hell.
Yeah.
That was wild as hell. I'm surprised nobody's in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
They should be. Huh? Surprised nobody died.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I've done that shit twice, and I've only had half, and I almost died. Hauled on the toilet, on the ground, literally laying on. Dude, if you're laying on the toilet floor, holding your stomach for like 30 minutes sweating, and you know how bad I sweat on the floor in the bathroom, man, next to the toilet trying to grab on and try to throw up, but you can't throw up, and it just feel like you got punched.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like it's like you're thinking about death, because you're like, dude, what else can I do? I can't stop.
This mm-hmm. is not leaving. It just happens to you once a week.
Sometimes. Depends what I eat. But, dude, yeah. That thing. And then, like, that burn. Like, I remember I took it again, and I was just, man, this is
worse. But why'd you do it the second time?
I don't know. See, I told you, man, it was like a shame on me thing. Then I just did that shit again.
Did you do it by yourself?
Yes. Well, the first time, no. It was with my uncles. And then second time, my girl was there. I was like, I'll do it. And then she recorded me, and it was horrible. Worst experience ever.
We'll insert that footage right here.
Yeah, so.
All right, yeah. Check it out.
I forgot we were putting.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tell. You tell that story on the back end. You tell that story on the back end.
Wait, which one?
You get what I'm saying? Because we're sending it to the footage of us eating the chip.
Oh, okay.
It's a skit of us. So I'm saying when I was saying that we ate some bad things, you guys all say something, then we
bad.
Send it right away, and then we will come back, and
oh,
you'd
okay.
be like, yeah, when I did that.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's all right. It's all good.
It's year two, Brandon.
Brandon, come on.
Hell yeah.
No, I like it like this.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't read this, I say, this chip has been purely created for the sheer pleasure of intense heat and pain.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Oh,
I will.
Jesus. Okay.
And it says, like 1 minute, if you last 1 minute without a drink, you're a newbie. 3 minutes, a beginner. 5 minutes, you're a pro. 10 minutes without a drink, you're a legend.
Mm.
Whoever, the first person to drink something, loses.
What do we win?
Okay.
I think I'm going to win.
So last
a $50 gift card.
Quick question. Shouldn't we be saying who we think going to lose first?
Let's do it.
Big Daddy Dumb. Who you got tapping out first?
I think definitely Bryce's pad. He you know, he doesn't have any competitive spirit.
Shit's getting racial out here, man. Ty Five, what do you got to say about that, man?
So Bryce is definitely going to tap out first. I'm ready to fucking win. Let's do this shit.
Alex, who's tapping first?
I think Sci-Fi, actually. Because New Yorkers can't handle the heat.
Bryce, I'm not going to lie to you. You are the favorite right now to tap first. You got two votes against you. What do you got to say about that?
Probably so. I don't really care that much, and I'm kind of worried too.
Charlie, Mike Sales, you said you had a little gut and you're going to lose.
His gut's small.
I think Dom's going out first. I think this is a I need to get my life together moment. Yeah, no more hanging out with people in their 20s eating fucking internet challenges.
All I can say is prepare for the worst because you're in a fucking storm that you can't get out of. This is like milk's not going to help. Water's not going to help. There's nothing in this world that can help you, though. Like, you can scream for whoever you want to, your mom, your dad, but you're going to wake up in the middle of the night with shakes and shocks, man. Like, I promise you, it's fucked up.
Donald Trump, help, please.
Donald Trump, help, please.
Donald Trump, help, please.
We're going to cheers and then go ahead.
Countdown, Scott.
Start a little higher. 3, 2, 1. First impressions, Charlie. First impressions.
I got a bad swallow, you know, it's hetero. And it's really right in my throat and it's hot.
Apparently, the first side effect of the chip is unfunny jokes. Bryce, how are you faring?
Oh, it's hot as fuck, dude. I don't like this at all.
With the predictions, right?
Yeah, it's getting close already.
Okay. All right. It's been 29 seconds. Sick. Sci-Fi, how you faring over here? How's your meditation going?
I'm a Christian, but there is only one God, and Muhammad is his prophet. As-salamu alaykum. Salaykum salam.
Okay, he's gone full black Israelite. Interesting. Dom is not doing too hot over here.
I just stuck a book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Are you all right, man?
Is it
hot?
Yeah. That's too hot for me.
He's moaning. He's sweating. It's bad. Alex, you seem to be fine.
It's pretty hot. I found their trick, though. You had to wet it with saliva because it dried you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Once it went in. It's very fucking hot, but no, I wet it and it got it down.
Alex has the crazy QAnon eyes right now. That shit's getting serious. Scott, what's your first impressions about what's going on right here?
Well, I'll tell you what. Alex has sneaky snot coming out of his nose a little bit. He's acting very... He's like, I'm demure. He's not. He's in hell right now. Dom, I don't think he makes the night. Like, he's dead. He's a fucking dead man walking. I don't know. I'm revisiting. I'm thinking. I don't know. Charlie looks tough. He's hanging tough. Alex looks strong right now. Dom bringing up the rear big time.
Charlie, is this the hottest thing you've ever eaten in your life?
I tried a ghost pepper once, just a bite of a ghost pepper one time, and this is definitely hotter. This chip is hotter. It's like feels like there's cuts all inside of my mouth, and I'm starting to cry. but it's gonna be all right.
Sci-Fi, you seem pretty okay. You seem like you're chilling.
It's in the back of my throat, but
pause, major pause.
It's hot, but I feel good. I just got to stop talking.
All right, Alex. We see the booger drip. We see the hand tremors, the sweat. How are you feeling mentally right now?
I'm feeling okay. I'm waiting for it to get, like, really, like, really, really bad.
I heard it comes and goes in waves, man.
Okay. I'm tearing, but...
It's going all right. Dom, you're not faring well, man. It's been about three minutes, 20 seconds.
I'm still held up, though.
I'm concerned for his health, his safety.
I vibrate. I vibrate in my body.
Okay, I don't think you're supposed to do that, dude.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
I'm a little bit scared.
Who do you call on in these moments of your fear?
Allah.
Everybody's turning Muslim.
Wallah go. Donald Trump, help, please. Donald Trump, save me. If you can hear me, Donald Trump, save me.
This is exactly what I said was going to happen. It's a one-way street, man. I've went through this road plenty of times, and it's not pretty.
Bryce, have you gone full black Israelite yet or what?
What does that mean?
You believe in Islam now?
Is that hope?
I mean, that's what they're all turning to.
Hey, who got more shit?
Welps.
Oh, somebody tried to sell by.
Oh, shit.
You son of a bitch!
What do you got to say about that, Dom?
That's illegal.
That's illegal.
Oh, fuck, I love the trivia.
All right, we'll do multiplication tables. All right. Charlie, 6 times 9.
Oh man, that's going to be 36. 36.
Not even close, dude. Not even close. 7 times 8, Bryce.
Was it like 54?
Sorry, close enough. Close enough. All right, 6 times 4.
30.
Nope. 0 for 3. Dom, I know this isn't really your thing, man, in general, but 7 times 6.
36.
No, I'm 0 for 4. We are 0 for 4. Alex, you are the last hope. All right, let's go. 8 times 5.
35.
We're 0 for 5. We're 0 for 5. You see the effects of these chips, man? You see, I'm not going to say what kind of disability they have, but we know.
I'm sorry, Asians.
I'm looking up some fourth grade trivia questions. Charlie, what's the biggest bird in the world?
Ostrich.
That's true. He got it. He got one. Bryce, which dog is typically associated with firehouses?
Oh, this is a fucking the black and white one. Dalmatian.
Hell yeah, he got it. We're 2 for 2, sci-fi. Don't break the chain.
Okay.
How many hearts does an octopus have?
4.
Close. 3.
Damn.
3. Sorry, man. Dom. What's the tallest land animal?
Giraffe.
You got it. You got it. All right, Alex. Which is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Oh, what the fuck? An egret.
A hummingbird, man.
Say your ABC starting with H.
H. HQUSTVWXYZ.
Hell yeah. Clown college, baby.
Right.
It's really bad.
Alex, it's getting worse, it seems like.
It's in my teeth now.
It's past the teeth?
Bore its way into my teeth.
Gosh. Bryce, how you doing over here, man? I haven't heard a lot from you. You don't look like you're doing great.
It hurts. This hurts.
Is it getting worse?
Yeah, it is waves.
How many levels do you think are left to this?
Maybe like 3 or 4. I think I'm almost there.
Okay. Sci-fi is doing remarkably well, man.
I think it's dying down for me completely. I eat a lot of spicy food. I have Jamaicans and Puerto Ricans in my family.
Oh, man. Yo, are you sweating?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Sweating really bad.
Oh, it's like my
But Brandon is too.
Brandon has high cholesterol and high blood pressure. He's sweating because he's trying to stay alive.
You should not have worn light color.
Oh, it's flesh then.
Got him. Absolutely got him. Charlie, what do you have to say after that amazing joke, man?
This chip made me racist. This company should get sued for making me racist. We made it, boys.
Made it to 10 minutes.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bitches.
I actually truly think
about y'all are bidding for hell now.
6 times now.
You did. Oh,
you gotta see your tab.
Oh, it feels really bad though. I do want to emphasize.
Can
it feels
here?
Really bad. Way worse than I expected.
Well, that was crazy.
That was so fun.
That was wild as hell.
I had a good time.
Yeah, I bet you did. You son of a bitch.
I'm out with the eating challenges, dude. Forever. Permanently retired.
Can't finish shows because of it.
Unless it's a pussy eating challenge.
Hey!
There you go, man.
And then I'll try my hardest not to cry.
Damn.
What?
I'm just goofing.
Y'all are warriors, bro.
The Warriors?
Y'all are warriors. That's
Thank
what
you,
I'm
man.
Saying, man. You
Thank
guys.
You, man.
I don't know how y'all made that. That was rough.
No, but,
a train wreck.
But we got through it.
Yeah, y'all did get through it.
And we're right here.
You guys are right here.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't.
Shout out to everybody involved.
Hell yeah. Plazas.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Huntsville Medical Mall.
Yeah.
Thanks for the stomach pump rental. Shout out.
Barney to run it.
Dom's toilet. The guest bathroom toilet. Yeah. Went through hell.
Yeah.
The ring around my asshole.
Oh my.
And you know it already has lacerations in it from the fissures.
Yeah.
And then you add on the hotness. It kind of stings it when it comes out. And then the leakage is hot too.
Hot like lava.
Mm-hmm.
Molten lava.
That, yeah. I couldn't even shit when I had that, man. Like, I couldn't.
It was so hot you got constipated?
It was so hot I was constipated and holding on for dear life. Like, that song, Holding, what's that old song from the 80s, Holding On? Like, that song. It was like that, man. I was holding on.
What were you holding on to?
I was holding on. I was gripping to the floor, bro. Ooh. I'm telling you, I was sweating, gripping to the floor. I almost took my shirt off because it was so hot.
You had your shirt on?
No. Yes, my shirt was on while I was sweating, drenched, man, and holding on to this toilet. Mm. While my family's outside just wondering what's going on. It's horrible. And that was just half. Imagine if I had the whole one, man.
Dude, you'd probably still be in there.
Yeah, yeah. I probably wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have recovered.
Nah, man. I never learned, though. I did it a couple times. Never doing it again, though. Never will.
Nah, we see that.
Never will.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that.
Never happening.
We're going to give Brandon a bag of chips. We're going to put one in there.
See, that's not cool, man. What the hell?
You would eat it, too. You
wouldn't.
Why would
you tell me, too? Well, no, I'm glad you told me, man, because I could have died.
See, that was really there.
Yeah, you weren't going to die, Brandon.
You know what? Maybe next year. Maybe I'll do it next year for something. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
That's coming up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a month.
Yeah.
Not that close, man. Hold on, man. I'm talking about maybe a year or next year episode or something. In 2 years. You know what? 2 years.
We'll have something different.
If we can hit 1,000 subscribers in 2025.
Would I eat the one chip challenge?
Yes.
While skydiving.
Okay, no. While I'm gonna die. Off. While jerking off. That's crazy because, dude, then you're gonna do that and get that shit on your spot. And that's gonna hurt itself. Because
if
it's hot,
it feels
like that,
good though.
It's not gonna feel
Who
good.
Who said something about jerking off?
That was me.
That's what he said, yeah.
This is a Steve-O thing.
Nah, that's gonna hurt like hell. It's gonna be very bad for you.
When you went through a cloud with your dick out.
Wait, a cloud?
Mm-hmm.
Like a real cloud?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dude, it probably feel good, right?
Dude, yeah. I mean, because like real clouds, that's like you got like all that moisturizer in there. It's kind of like windy probably a little bit and all that, right? So you go in there, it's just like a mist. Like, you know, when they spray you with that stuff that feels like it's supposed to be water, but it feels like you're getting hit with a cloud? It can't be bad.
Yeah.
Are we just going to go and take the stance that clouds are real on this podcast?
Yes.
Without really talking about it?
That is true.
Clouds are real.
I think you're overreaching.
How do you know they're naturally occurring.
Have you ever been through a cloud?
Yes.
When?
When I wake up and there are like clouds on the ground. You know, what is that?
Fog.
You mean fog?
Look at that. That's clouds.
Yeah.
That's clouds.
But how do you know that the government didn't put that out there?
Ah, man.
You never seen a fog machine?
Yeah, but
you don't think the Jews have a big one for everybody?
For
like
every country?
Yeah.
Every country? No, man, not every country.
Well, every country doesn't.
Antarctica?
You only been to this country, though.
Africa doesn't have clouds.
Yeah.
Antarctica doesn't have clouds.
Africa. The whole continent of Africa, they don't have any clouds.
They don't. No, they don't have any clouds.
How? If it's so dry, how the hell
in
do
the
they
deserts.
Get clouds?
Oh, man, they got it. So they never had a cloud.
Never. It doesn't rain there.
Yeah.
It never, yeah, come on, man.
It doesn't rain. It doesn't
rain.
Snow.
Let me see. I got
the sun is always out.
Let me see. Does it
just
rain?
Google, does Africa have clouds?
I mean, Toto said there was rain in Africa.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
Well, those were white.
Toto was white, yeah.
You can have rain without clouds.
Okay. Yes, Africa's clouds including.
This is news to me.
The Q. New. Lonious, I don't know, Columbus cloud, my bad. Columbus clouds, whatever, low-level clouds and mid-level clouds.
But they only have low and mid-level clouds.
Yeah.
They don't have the high-level clouds.
Nah, man.
But have you ever been through a cloud, like yourself, even through an airplane or anything?
Oh, no, I've never been in the sky.
What's a cloud made out of?
Air and probably some fog and some water.
Precipitation.
Precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is right.
That's all right.
I'm not buying it, dude.
I don't know, man.
How are they floating, though?
I mean, air, you know? Air and
I'm
fog. Because fog be floating.
But fog?
Yeah, fog is
fog clouds. Is falling down.
So that's not clouds?
I probably is clouds, honestly.
Just it is clouds. No, fog is clouds.
But isn't it floating, though?
That's falling down. That's why it's a fog.
Okay.
It fell down all the way down to us on the ground.
But at one point it was all the way up there just staying, like chilling, see? So it's like it floats, but then one day it's like how I guess like maybe how Mike Tyson, like when he was older, you saw like at one point he was all like floating high up there, and then like one day you lose your steam and slowly come down a little bit.
Mm. You know, there's not a better example in the world of clouds
that's
than that.
Pretty good.
And I don't think we do we want to go any further.
And that's
that?
Life too.
I believe in them now, dude.
That's life too.
I believe in clouds.
Like, that's life. Mm-hmm. It goes farther than just clouds, man. That's with life.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little engine that could, you know, it could do it for so long, but eventually one day that engine's gonna stop running. Yeah, you're gonna wake up in your bed and realize that it doesn't work anymore.
I'm more of a brave little toaster. Kind
you're
of
a brave
guy,
little toaster. Well, you're brave for saying that, man.
Fuck that.
Brave
dude.
For saying.
The little engine that could. Where was that train going, dude?
We got a whole bullet train here, man. You know what I mean?
The whole what?
Bullet train, man. We got a whole bullet train. Things are powerful.
Here?
No. Okay. So he said he had a brave little toaster, and I was like, yeah, and I got the bullet train.
Am I just the only one that don't know?
You don't get the metaphor?
Mm-mm.
Okay, wait.
Between
so,
a brave
wait, so
little toaster, I don't know what that is.
Now?
The
confused.
Brave Little Toaster is a movie.
I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh, because, my favorite toaster.
No, not that. Okay. No, I thought you were talking about, like junk sizes for some reason.
You thought I was talking about
I don't
my
know,
penis?
Because when
hold
I was talking
on, what?
About...
What?
No, because when I said the engine stopped working, I said, I looked at my bed and the engine stopped working. You're like, yeah, man, I know what you mean. I got a little toaster myself. And I was like, what the hell?
I didn't know you were ever talking
no,
about
man,
penis.
Was, yeah, oh, that's what I that. No, because that's what I said when I said the little engine that could. And then I was like, and then one day you look in bed and realize your engine's not working anymore.
That's what you were talking about?
Well, with that part, but not everything else. But I was like, there's an example. There's an example.
Brandon,
that's
how
example.
How many times are you talking about penis?
<don't know. laughs> Brandon, when did you start talking about penis
well,
in
see,
this scenario? So when you said, what did you say, Brave Little Toaster,
Brave
right?
Little, the movie, and the children's
you,
movie.
And then you heard... He's talking about his dick not working.
Yeah, because what happened was at first we were talking about, of course, the steam stuff, and then one day it gets older, and then in my mind, I don't know. I thought y'all caught on to the metaphor. I was like, you know what? Like,
oh, before that then, you were talking about...
Yeah, before I was
talking about... Were you talking about Mike Tyson's penis?
No. What I'm saying, before that, I was talking about, like, normal, like, of course, when time goes, you can be very powerful and do stuff, but eventually... The kingdom falls down. And then I went in a little metaphorical with, like, the little engine. At first, I was talking about the little engine that could. And I was like, you know what?
But hell. Why'd you bring that up?
Well, because I thought that's a perfect example. That's one thing, too. Like, you know, that works for a while. And then when you get older, the steam goes away and it's done. So then when I was talking about that, kind of.
You thought that.
You said the little toaster. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. That's weird to say a little toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was confused. I was like, when you said little toaster, I was like,
kind of big though.
But
you said little toaster.
Yeah, you said little. That's why I said bullet train. I like bullet train. They're big and massive and fast.
Oh, and you were talking about a big dick.
Yes.
So you have a bullet train penis.
Well, it is not shaped like a bullet train. Metaphorically, we're explaining the power of the bullet train.
Is it powerful?
Yes.
Brad Pitt's on it.
No.
Oh.
No. It's never going to see Brad Pitt.
It's powerful. It's fast.
No, it's never going to.
I mean, don't down yourself.
No, man, it's never. No,
your career will get to that point.
No, it doesn't want to see. It doesn't want to know. It doesn't know nothing about Brad Pitt. And never will. Never will.
So you're saying Brad Pitt's not attractive?
No, I mean, well, he probably is to some people, but
like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where it's like there's Angelina Jolie's. It's mostly Angelina Jolie, but you know, there's a little bit of Brad.
There's a little bit of Brad Pitt in there.
What's that?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, go look up that picture and you tell me if Brad Pitt's hot or not.
Brad Pitt.
I had no idea he was talking about penis, man.
Not a clue. I mean, that threw me all the way for a fucking loop.
I thought if anybody knew an animated movie about a toaster, it'd be Brandon.
Yeah. Like, I have never heard of this movie before, and I just knew it.
Brandon,
I just knew that it was a kid's movie just by how you said it. So when he said it was Brave, I thought he was talking about because that movie sucked, right? Clearly. And then
that movie is tight as hell.
Yeah, it was good. Like I saw.
You've seen the movie?
Yeah, I thought it was metaphorical at the moment because sometimes, like a little engine that could. I've read the book plenty of times, but
is a little engine that could in the Brave Toaster?
No, it has nothing to do with
it. It's a separate.
What the fuck? Yeah, separate.
It's a separate timeline.
It's just more
separate
metaphorical. But they could have been. They could have been. Honestly,
look up. I need to see that.
The Brave Little Toaster
from the '80s, right?
I don't know, man, but it's a good ass movie.
Yes. I really can't believe what just happened right now.
Yeah, right there.
Look.
I can't wait to watch this.
Look all his friends, man. He got the vacuum cleaner, the lamp.
I think I have seen
doorbell.
That
yeah, and this came out in, I know it's the 80s. 87. We're back.
Good year.
It's a Disney movie.
That's
dude.
Your birth year, isn't it? Yep. Look at that, man. It's meant to be. It's a good show. Mm-hmm. Look, cosplay. I like that. Hell yeah. Ooh, a little clown, too. Sorry, I got a little happy, man. I got two into this. I like cartoons, man. I'm a cartoon guy.
What's the next cartoon that you're going to watch?
Like after this? Oh, man, dude, that's easy. I can show you right now. I was watching this earlier, man. Dude. And everybody's going to like this. Like, come on, man.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody, but most of us. Look at this. Classic Mickey cartoons, man. I watch this stuff every night.
You for real? Yeah.
Yes, this is my shit. This is my shit right here. Like, I love this stuff. I watch this.
How does this Mickey sound?
Wait. You said what?
How does this Mickey Mouse sound?
Man, or is it silent?
Oh, well, I mean, it's silent until 29. And then we start getting some voices here. But I mean,
you watched 1929.
I watched like 28 all the way to 56. But once we get to like 1962, then it's kind of...
That's when they start doing the stuff about the blacks. And
No, it's just more like newer. You know what I mean? Like more newer kind of, man. Yeah. Like,
it's too new. It's 62 is way too new.
When does yes. Mickey Mouse become about penises?
When does Mickey Mouse
become... You ever jerked off to a cartoon?
Huh? Well, when I was a kid, I guess, of course, Miss Incredible, Helen Barr.
Respect.
Miss Incredible.
Did you call her by her government name?
Yes, Helen Barr. Miss Incredible.
Yes.
What's your name?
Helen Barr.
Oh, my.
Two R's?
God.
Yes, two R's.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, watch. I'll show you right now.
I'm watching.
Were you watching just her, or were you watching like a remade animated thing of her?
I was remade.
Remade.
Was Mr. Incredible
in it? See, look, somebody remade it right there. Was Mr. Incredible in it? No, it was Solo.
Mm.
Did she like Elastigirl into her? Oh, my gosh.
No, just her.
She's got the Elastigirl.
Oh, she sure. Yeah. You
know? Yeah. She's Elastigirl, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Her name is Elastigirl. We also got Mr.
Incredible. So did that element come into play at all in this video that you watched?
Wait, what video?
You're talking about the children's movie.
No, I would have to. No, what?
Then what did you?
No, what you did? What did
just
you?
Just your imagination.
Her, not imagination. Like what I would. There would be stuff where it would be like her
doing
some stuff.
Like, but Solo. But does the elasticity come into it at all? Does she use her powers?
No powers. Surprisingly, no powers.
Hmm.
I know, like, you would think, right?
Was she just DJing?
Just DJing.
Is she clapping ass?
No, just DJing.
Just DJing.
No football. No, I told you, man, just a couple times. Then we threw that thing out. Didn't know how to use
it. Did you spiral it?
Spiral it? No. No, that would have definitely sent me to the hospital. Because you remember, I didn't know how to use it, so it would just be stuck on there. If I spiraled it.
I meant when you threw it out.
Oh, not while it was on. Okay, thank you. No, I just threw it away. Yep, I don't know how to spiral. Wish I did.
I love it.
That was more of a metaphor.
And I wish, man. Not cool that
would be. Oh, my gosh, dude. I just can't. Every time the football pocket pussy thing gets brought up, I just imagine Brandon accidentally picking that up instead of a normal football and throwing it to somebody, and the end comes out and it just dumps in their fucking face.
No. You know you didn't clean it out.
No, I did respectfully, man.
You put it in the dishwasher?
No, what I would do is I would just make it inside out. We just go to town, clean it.
With what? What'd you clean it with? Soap? Man.
Yes, of course, soap.
Hold on. Some nice soap. So you knew to take it out to clean it, but you didn't know to take it out to fuck it?
No, man. I wasn't thinking. Because I was like, I don't know how this goes. I was like, why is it in the football? Okay,
so I want to really get down to the brass tacks and how this actually played out. Mm-hmm. So were you like laying down on your back with the football? Or did you put it in between like the bed and the mattress?
Good question.
The box spring?
Well, I mean, there was a bunch of different ways, I guess. Like sometimes.
But you said you only did it twice, so how was it?
I mean,
bunch
a couple
of different
times. Like, well, every time was different. Once you lay down, and then one time you sit down.
Did you hold it with two hands?
Sitting down, like this. Like sitting down in the chair like this, and then you're just like banging it like this?
Well, I mean, I guess we go down to we'd hide in the restroom because you know, kid, you can't close the door. You know,
so in the bathroom, you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I just want to know if you're double fisting the football or holding it with one hand.
Oh yeah, one hand.
One hand, so you just bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, or you hold. I feel like Brandon, you would do it like that.
Yeah,
just hold it like
this.
Like this.
Like that.
Okay.
Like this.
Did you do Heisman pose?
No, I should have. Once I finish, go. No.
Did you talk to it? No. Did you let it know what's up?
Oh, no, nah, man. Nah, man. I didn't even know how to use that thing, man.
Oh, this is, that's great.
Yeah. Painful.
That's great.
I know.
I can't believe you took it out to clean it.
I know,
right?
I was
like, you know what? This might be way easier than
this football. I don't know. I was like, why is the football here? Like, why is it in the football?
That's why I was. You didn't think it was to disguise it from your mom?
No, I wasn't thinking. No. But you said I bought it what?
You bought it.
Yes, I did.
Did they have any other shape?
Well, actually, no. Yes, I bought it. But I had, so my friend, he was like, man, I'm trying to get one too. But I was like, bro, okay, it's weird as hell. We both go in there. So how about I give you my money and you just get it? And then he just went in there and got two of them and just bought them there. And then had a conversation with the dude at the counter asking if he used it before. I was like, why are you getting to that much deep? Like, come on, man, just buy it and let's go. You don't have to be all like, hey, man, so you ever used it before? Ha, ha, ha.
But no. Was this at like a Spencer's?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was Spencer's.
But why a?
That was the only one.
Make it in a football shape?
So you can hide it from your parents.
Yeah, but maybe like a Pringles can or something.
They're going to try to throw that away.
Or eat it.
They're not going to mess with the football that much because they just want it out the way. As long as you keep it in your room, your mom's not going to come in the room and toss around the football.
No. Especially if it's hard like that. Like, dude, you could break a window with that thing. Like, you could have broke it. Like, it was, yeah.
It wasn't made out of like normal football material?
No, it was like legit. You throw that at somebody. Somebody's getting hurt.
Yeah, what was it made out of?
Like some hard ass plastic.
Oh, hard. No leather on it.
No,
oh,
no leather at all.
Did they have any other sports options?
No, that was it. That was why the football was chosen. There was
football
nothing
makes
else.
Most sense.
There was nothing
it's
else.
Long. It's long.
Can't order it online, man. No.
Oh, a baseball.
I didn't have
bat?
A car.
That'd be sick. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't nowhere else to go. I didn't have a car. I was really young.
They do a pickleball paddle now.
They made a pickleball paddle one.
I don't know.
Oh, man, that's wild as hell, man. I don't even know what that looks like. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's look up a picture.
It's like what a flatbread comes on. I know you know what that looks like.
Oh, yes, I do, man. I know exactly what that looks like. Yeah.
That's pickleball?
Yeah. The paddle,
it's like
man.
Tennis, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like tennis and ping pong mixed together.
Ooh, man. They got the macho, man. That's what's up. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. What else? What'd you learn this week? I haven't seen you in a long time. What have you guys been doing?
Man, just been Thanksgiving's over. Just been eating, mm-hmm. making perfect mac and cheese, and slamming plates.
What's the appropriate amount of time to eat leftovers from Thanksgiving?
You talking about that? Like, okay, let's see.
Days? How many days you got?
I don't approve of it. It's my family. But what we would do sometimes is it could be weeks because they would freeze it and stuff, and people believe if it's frozen, you could use it for longer than what it's supposed to be. So they'd be a couple weeks, maybe a month. Really good eat.
How much is the stuff that they didn't freeze? How long that with that?
Well, if you don't freeze it, maybe a week and a half.
That's stretching it.
It depends. But if it looks weird or something happens, we got to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you manage to avoid all the mashed potatoes this Thanksgiving season?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. You know, I can tell it from a mile away. And I got to try pumpkin pie for the first time in my life.
How was that?
It was good.
It was good?
It was good. I mean, I would have ventured into it again. Mm-hmm. I should have tried it. I don't know why I never avoided it because I've crossed paths with it a lot. But I realized that the way it looked like sweet potato pie really made me nervous of the texture and density and how it would taste with the sweetness.
Yes.
Cause, yeah, man.
Yep.
Pumpkin pies.
You put a lot of thought in it.
Yeah, man, dude. I don't fuck with my sweets, man. Like, I love them.
You don't fuck with the food, bro.
Yeah, you get really serious about food.
Because I love food, man. Like I told you, man, I want to be a good chef. Like, remember when I was young, and they'd be like, man, you know, us dude, we don't know how to cook. Man, I'm a dude that knows how to cook. And I'll cook my ass off every day.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next dish you're trying to learn how to perfect?
My next dish that I want to perfect? Damn, let me think here, because I've already, burgers, they're out to pick. They're already there.
Damn,
steak, you got burger out there.
My steak is perfect. My steak is really good.
Okay.
On the grill?
On the grill? No, I don't know how to do a grill yet. I've never dealt with a grill.
Do you want to venture into that?
Yes, I do. Dude, I want to learn how to, like, what's that grill that, so they use the
Blackstone
gas grill.
The black stone propane? With the flat top?
No, not that one. Like one of those electric ones. I want to be able to make like burgers and all that shit. But my next thing, maybe lobster and crab legs.
Uh-huh. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I mean, that's a challenge, though, because it stinks up the whole damn house. But that's what I want to
do. So right now you got down burgers and steak.
Yes.
So you got the land beast in. Mm-hmm. Actually, you're going to the ocean.
I can't do lobsters now that I think of it because, dude, I'm not killing it. Like, I can't do that.
Well, you can buy
it. You can just throw it in a pot of boiling water.
Oh, no, man.
And dude, listen to it scream.
I can't do that. I can't do it.
Well, you should put it out the humane way and humane.
What, shoot it?
No. Hell, what?
I'm sure Ace Prater could sell you a lobster gun. He probably has one.
Like, I feel like that's better. That's way better. Actually, no. I want to learn how to perfect chicken tenders, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, dude, I love chicken tenders.
Take into the skies.
Yes.
Yeah. You can open up your old little app store. It's all apps.
All apps. Like, what
appetizers.
You mean?
Appetizers.
You should start making sauces, man.
Ooh. Sauces, dude.
Now
I
that
actually
you have a
did.
Newfound love for sauces.
I have. I have actually made some sauce. I made that. I made like a personal hamburger sauce, like the Big Mac sauce.
Mm. Ooh,
perfectly at one point.
Okay.
I'm going to get
What'd
back into
it.
What
did you use for that?
Okay, so I remember. No, I could tell you. I'll tell you because I searched
public
it up.
Domain.
It was like, what was it? Of course, they wanted the mayo, ketchup, mustard. You mix all that, and then you dice up the pickles, and you put some type of seasonings in there. I don't remember specifically what type, but it was a lot of pepper, salt, and then some other stuff that I would use.
There's no Thousand Island there. You made your own $1,000.
Yes, or Big Mac sauce.
That's what you make.
Could you make some like chicken tender dipping sauce?
Dude, I want
like
to. Like Zaxby's sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dude,
something
I
like
wish.
That.
I wish. Like I had Zaxby's earlier, the 6-piece chicken tender dinner. Ate all that in like less than 5 minutes, man. There was no chance. It was so good. I had like 3 of the Zaxby sauces. Like they're so perfect.
They're really good.
It's the best sauce in the world.
I don't know. I had this Jack Brown sauce.
Jack Brown sauce is
that
fire.
Sauce is so fucking good. It's
that's
delicious.
Really, with the sweet potato fries, you get regular.
Ugh,
fries.
Man, no.
The
man,
sweet potato fries
not
are
sweet
fire.
Potato fries.
Man, don't you come at me with no sweet potato
they're
fucking
good.
Fries.
Don't. You got to try
no,
them.
No, I'll try.
You got to try them from Jack Brown's. No, they're no, fire. Mm-mm. Crinkle cut.
Do you like them anywhere else? Any sweet potato fries anywhere else?
I don't think. I did have some at. It was a place called downtown called the Standard something,
and they
had waffle sweet potato fries, and those were fire.
You might just like sweet potato fries then.
Maybe.
Think they're terrible.
I hate them. I hate anything sweet potato. My body rejects it.
I like the pie.
Weed's illegal. Yeah, that should be illegal.
Y'all don't like anything complex, man. No. Not even your carbs.
True.
Brandon, please try a sweet potato waffle
no,
fry.
No, I can't do it. Dude, my body rejects sweet potatoes, man.
He's like, allergic
so
to it.
Not allergic, it's just so nasty.
Brandon, you looked at me with fear
it's
in
so
your
nasty,
eyes, man.
It's so nasty, dude. It's so
He's
gross.
Brandon,
it's so gross.
This is what you're going to have to do for year two. For season
Wait,
two.
Wait, eat sweet potatoes
college.
And throw up on camera?
Just a sweet potato fry.
I'm going to throw up. It's so gross.
You were so willing to get your ass beat by by Adam Priest. Shout out Adam Priest.
Hell
Shout
yeah. Apply. Wrestling.
But you won't eat a sweet potato
No, man.
Fries.
Dude, I'm not. It's nasty as hell.
That's where you draw the line?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Even with skydiving, you're like, maybe I'll do it next time. Brandon is like, no sweet potato
I'd rather
pie.
Eat a hot chip than sweet potato pie.
Really?
Fries. Yeah, that stuff is disgusting.
But have you had a sweet potato fry?
Yes, and I hated it.
But these are crispy. They're not mushy at all.
Crispy.
I'm with
nasty.
You, Brandon. I'm with you.
That's the despise of the earth. That should
these
be
are good.
Illegal, man.
But, Dom, you would try one, right?
I would try one, yeah.
They're good, bro. Trust me.
I would try it, but I'm telling you, I don't like... The only thing I like sweet potatoes is candied yams.
Mm-mm.
I worked at a restaurant in Huntsville called Shaggy's. They got sweet potato fries, and they fucking taste like asscheeks.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, these are good.
What about Burger King's?
Dude, I don't really eat a Burger King for real. Chicken fries are good.
Ooh,
I fuck with the chicken fries at Burger King.
Onion rings.
What about a Bloomin' Onion?
Bloomin' Onion, yeah, I fuck with Bloomin' Onion.
The Bloomin' Onion sauce, could you make that?
No. Because, I mean, actually, yeah, just get some horseradish sauce. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it
See,
is.
See, you already know what's up. You didn't have to look
just
it up.
Horseradish sauce. Oh yeah,
Brandon might have a secret gift.
Yeah, man. Hey, get you put you on a cooking show.
Yeah, man, I'd do it.
We should have a cooking competition between the three of us, but something that we've never made before.
Ooh, okay. That's a good idea.
I like that. Ooh. I like that.
No, you can't do that. You can't.
I'm going to.
Oh, what the hell,
I'm
going
to win head over heels. I mean, you. I mean,
I will fail miserably.
Yeah, you, I just can't wait to see what
you
do.
If, as long as the judge doesn't get ill from something's going to be overcooked, something's going to be undercooked, and it's just it's not going to be good for anybody.
Didn't you burn? Almost burn? What'd you burn? Like a? You tried to make something, and you almost burned down the house.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Fuck, what was it, dude? It was like something I baked in the oven. Like something real simple. It was like not a casserole, but something casserole adjacent.
Yeah.
And you just put it in the oven. And I had to go somewhere, and it was like, cook at this temperature for 40 minutes. So I was like, if I cook it at double the temperature in half the time, it would be the same. That's Jesus. I learned that's not how it works.
No. You can't rush the process, man. It's like art. It takes time.
It is art.
It takes time.
Culinary arts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I would love to be able to cook. I'm just not. I can't multitask.
You don't have to really multitask.
And I'm just going to eat the ingredients.
You cook one at a time. That's what I do sometimes.
Cook one thing at a time.
I mean, if you want to, you don't have to.
Like, you got to cook things in a certain order if you want it to be good, though.
I could cook them all at the same, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, to make it easier sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
we should make ice cream.
Ooh.
Dude, my grandma used to make homemade ice cream. It's still the best ice cream I've ever had. It was like in that old school. This thing was probably from like the 40s. And it's like just a Tupperware container or something. It's like a little machine. Yeah. You put ice around it and you make the ice cream in the middle. Dude, no ice cream tastes like that, too. Only homemade ice cream. That's a certain way it tastes that no restaurant can duplicate.
Was it one of these?
Yep, exactly.
Right here?
Or
was it like
go right down here? Directly below that one.
Oh, okay, hold on, right here.
Yep, like that.
Oh man, yeah, it looks good.
I've seen some shit like that.
Yeah, dude, that shit makes the best ice cream, man.
We're gonna have to do that one day. Make a milkshake.
That'd be great to have on the set.
Mm-hmm.
Just be churning ice cream during the episode. Mm-hmm. Can't hear anything.
That'd be a dream come true. Ice cream whenever you want, man.
He's 100% serious.
Dude, a soft serve machine? Once we get like some for real money, bro, gotta have a soft serve machine in the studio.
Hell yeah.
Bro.
You guys can have
like
that.
Like at a buffet?
That'd be tight. We can have a strawberry one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I fuck with strawberry. Like, I like that he was talking about strawberry, and I love strawberry.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get the big three. Then we can get pistachio, maybe.
Oh, yeah, pistachio. You said the big three, what, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course.
I feel like that's the big three.
That's definitely a big three.
Because you got the Napoleon ice cream, if I'm saying it right.
Neapolitan. Close enough. Ooh. Napoleon.
We learn every day. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
I love it. I love you, Brad.
Yeah, I love you too, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I just love ice cream. Like, dude, like when we started talking about this, I got happy, man. Like, for example, Ben and Jerry's, man, my favorite of all time. And they're very supportive. Like, I saw recently Ben and Jerry's had on their Instagram, because I followed them on Instagram. I saw they had a petition to sign up where they'd be like, you should be able to eat ice cream and smoke weed. Sign it right now. We're going to send this. So I was like, respect.
Yeah.
I signed that because, you know, ice cream is awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, that's a very sweet sentiment. If they weren't owned by pedophiles, they'd be awesome.
They're owned by pedophiles? I didn't know that.
I don't know, but the Out of This World is really good.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's just claiming everybody. Just damn, man.
Just fucking pedophile.
Yeah, dude. I'm based. That's what we do.
Man, I want to be on Ben and Jerry's good side, man. Yeah. They one day see this when they're old.
He's owned by a Jewish conglomerate that is pissed off all the time.
Now Dom doesn't like it.
I think, what's the other one? Give me an
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs.
That's yours, right?
Oh, well,
I knew that was
that's
it.
That's a little on the nose.
Yep. Yeah. Where's that from? Let's see.
I think it's German, man.
You think so?
Out on a limb.
It could be, but I don't want to just. I don't
watch
just
it be like Dutch or some shit.
Probably, yeah, that's cool.
Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
One of those European.
Let's see.
Countries.
Origin. Where is it from? There we go. Origin country. Original country. Damn, it's from the Bronx.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Damn, that's not what I was expecting. Oh, it's Danish sound. Oh, wait, no.
Danish?
Nope. Let me read this. I'm going to give you guys. Haagen-Dazs was created in 1961 by Ruben and Ross Mattis in the Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm.
They opened their first, excuse me,
No doubt.
Opened their first store November 15, 1976 in Brooklyn. The Haagen-Dazs name was invented by Mudis since it was Danish sounding. He used it as a tribute to Denmark's good treatment of Jews during World War II.
They're Jews. They're all Jews.
Well,
man.
They make a good product. We're not racist around here.
No, we're not.
Yeah, after your electroshock therapy, you switch your fucking tune.
I changed my ways.
Hell yeah, man.
We like everybody here.
Yes, we always have. I love everybody, man.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Go ahead.
Give them
people.
Huh?
Or,
you know, Pacific Islanders?
Of course.
Murderers?
Murderers? What? It depends what type.
What kind are acceptable?
White murderers?
No, wait, no. Damn, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess self-defense.
Well, that's not murder.
It's not murder?
No, it's not murder.
The baby?
No. Wait, so what type of murder are we talking about now? Now I'm confused.
It's murder.
Like
general? Boilerplate.
So he wasn't trying to fight for his life or nothing? Like, he just, like, one day was like, I just want to get rid of this dude.
We don't know a person's, you know, while they're doing it.
There's two sides to every story.
Yeah, but he was a murderer, or this person was a murderer, so.
Like Cain. The original murder.
No. Mm. Now, you know what? I'll just be safe. I'll stay away from murders.
No murders?
No.
Okay, so that's people we don't support.
No.
Native Americans.
Of course, man. Hell yeah. Dude, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We wouldn't have rain without them.
What's that?
The rain dance.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I love
rain dance. All right.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Filipinos.
Yeah, man. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
The Hmong people.
You're great.
People who chew with their mouth open.
They're all right.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ku Klux, horrible, man. Get them out of here, man.
Whoa.
No, man. You don't know all of them are bad.
No, man. No, I'm good. Fuck them, man. Next.
Hey, man. Some of those people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah,
born in the wrong family. So you're going to push all of them to the side because they were born in the wrong family.
Are they still there? Are they staying there?
What if they're 3 years old?
Yeah, no. Dude. I mean, are they going to get out of them?
They're 3 years old. The first word was the N-word.
Are they gonna get out of what?
Are they gonna get out of this triple K world?
I mean, if they can, dude.
They might be trapped. So how are you trapped? What happened?
Because what about you, when you can't see through those things? You can't.
Dude, just take off.
You don't
the
even
mask.
Know who you're really hating.
Take it off. What is this, Clayton Bigsby? Take it off.
Man. Yeah.
Take it off.
But what if they're like 14? They can't go anywhere because they're living with their mom and dad, and they're just going through the phase right now.
Well,
we still support them until they become like full adults and go into it.
No, you got to run out of it, man. They got to get
so
out.
We don't support them.
No, man. No.
Even the kids.
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay.
What about Republicans?
There we go.
Republicans, dude. That's their opinion, man. That's
Democrats.
Their opinion. Democrats. I don't, because me, I don't know much. I don't study politics. I don't,
no, the Democrats is a different story.
I don't study politics. So I don't know, man. I mean, I guess, was Barack Obama a Democrat?
Yes.
The hell yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
So we support Republicans and Democrats.
Dude, I don't know.
They're just people, Brandon.
You know what, dude? I say it, dude. My thing is whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah,
I'm just
confirming that.
Oh yeah, I confirm that. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Yeah, this is America, man. Pick what you want.
Hell yeah, goddamn right.
Do that shit.
You goddamn right.
Your own opinion, man. You want to pick some crazy? Mm-hmm. Pick some crazy, man.
Eugenicist,
huh?
Eugenicist.
What's that?
They just don't have favorable opinions on people with undesirable traits.
They kill people. Who are disabled, handicapped.
No. I don't support that. I'm at risk my damn self. No, man. I'm good. I'm good, man.
Holy shit.
Fair.
Yeah. No, my God.
You gotta be safe, man.
But we love everybody.
Yeah,
yes,
love
man. As long as they're nice, peaceful.
Yeah, as long as you're good, you mean well, you're not harming people, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck.
Just live.
Cheers.
That's empty. Cheers, man. Let's get a little drink, everybody. Drink it up.
Were you feeling parched?
Yes, I was, man. Yeah. Lips were getting dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it from here.
Damn, man.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
Thank you.
That
was hateful.
That's me. That's on me, man. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you, lips, man. I can't control that. Actually, yes, the fuck I can. What I'm trying to say is, what is it? It happens, and it happened today. It's nobody else's fault. My own.
Today?
It's my own fault.
What happened?
Forgot my CarMax, man.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot my CarMax.
Did your shit start flaking off in the winter real hard?
Sometimes in the winter, yeah, mm-hmm. It can happen. And then what I also hate is, like, sometimes when I use the CarMax, it'll start drying up. I'm like, what the fuck? The CarMax looks like it. And then when you pull the flakes, it's just CarMax. And you're like, this is weird, strange. This is very strange and not normal.
Yeah,
like, does that happen to y'all?
No, I don't have any lips.
Huh?
I don't have any lips.
You don't have you don't have much lips. It's very small for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, that's
they're always kind of moisturized.
Moisturized. Okay,
because they go into my mouth.
Also, since they because you're talking, sometimes that saliva comes out there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Don't have to lick your lips.
I lick them.
Yeah,
I like to lick.
Damn, man. So you miss those days of people licking the mail and shipping them off, huh?
Yeah.
You can still do that.
I mean, you can, but it's just
frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah. I don't like, you know what I don't like, bro?
What?
People who, like, have a book or any sort of, like, paper, and they lick their finger to be able to get the paper.
Sometimes you have to.
You don't have to. If your fingers aren't fat as fuck, you can pretty much get the pages.
I have petite fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And I
those
have to
are not petite,
these
dude.
Are petite.
I don't know what this is.
So you don't... So you telling me you never had to lick your fucking finger to get up past the page in a book?
No, bro. I'm not 75 years old.
Nah, I haven't.
I've had to. You guys haven't?
First of all,
yeah.
Dom Jack said reading a book. Not very believable to begin with.
Picture a menu.
Oh, shit, a menu, yeah.
Where Dom goes, they have laminated menus. That's not an issue.
First of all, I read. And
what's the last thing you read? Like a book.
Yeah, like a school book.
What was it? And when was it?
Leadership and development.
Last week.
You read that.
Yeah. Well, I had to read a chapter out of the book to.
You read the chapter.
I skimmed over.
Yeah, I'll do that too,
I got
man.
To the hot points because I have to.
Who wrote the book?
Shit, fuck if I know. I haven't read a real book like that, though, since, I want to say this, Harry Potter 4.
Ooh.
Harry Potter 4?
See, what year that came out.
But when was that? When did you read it?
It was at...
elementary school?
Yeah, it was for AR reading in 8th grade.
Reading a 4th grade level book in the 8th grade? Sick.
I don't know, what are you talking about? That got the most points. This was a Goblet of Fire. You got like 32 points for the Goblet of Fire, and you didn't have to read another book.
Yeah, but it took you 6 months to read it.
No, dude, it's a quarter. You got to read it in a quarter. I was done in the first 2 weeks of the quarter because it was a good book. Mm. But I don't read, nobody who's reading, I don't read fiction. If I was going to read something, it would be, I'm not going to read.
And it doesn't have to be fiction. They make nonfiction books.
Yeah, but.
Respect. I was reading about Junie B. Jones, so.
Shout out Junie B. Jones. That shit was tight.
It was. And Captain Underpants.
I went to a Junie B. Jones play when I was like 5.
They had a play?
I guess so, man. I was there.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I should have went.
It was at the VBC.
Oh, damn, man. That's the good place. Used to work there.
Mm-hmm.
Do some security working.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Good time. No, it was rough. But
I thought you said it was good.
Well, I mean, it was just a lot going on, man. It was like crazy, behind the crazy shit. Like I mean, just...
Yeah, to pick up people and throw them out and shit like that?
Oh, no, you can't touch. No, you can't touch them. No, man. And no, you can't. You can't.
How the fuck can you be a security guard and you can't touch nobody?
Because if you do, like, you'll get in trouble.
What if they go through the metal detector, the metal detector goes off, and they try to run through the building?
Then you gotta grab your walkie-talkie and just be like, hey, man, we need
you
some help.
You fucking with me?
Yeah, I'm serious, because if you do, you get into, like, one dude. This dude went up to the dude and was like, hey, nigga. And then they were like, got mad at him for doing something. You know what I mean? Exactly. They're like, man, so what did he say the N word? Like, nigga, this and stuff. And he's like, they don't care. It's messed up. It's rough, man. You can't. I mean, at most, the most thing you could probably do is just break up a fight. That's it, at most. Mm-hmm. And that's pushing it because, like.
But, like, so, okay, so for the artist's safety, like the security guards who are around the stage or whatever, and somebody tries to come up, there's no way you can't push them back, and you got to protect the artist.
No, they want you to do the walkie-talkie.
What if somebody goes at them with a knife?
They're like, hey, we need medical help or 911 and stuff like that, which sucks because, I mean.
You could just call 911 without the walkie-talkie.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. It's just weird. It's a weird, slippery.
Sounds like a pretty easy job, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird shit going down. Yeah. It was messed up. I remember even Mike Epps called us on that. He was like, dude, he called us Winnie the Pooh, man.
What he called you Winnie the Pooh?
So we had on like yellow polos and stuff. And then after that, they changed the polos.
Mike roasted us so hard. They changed the outfit.
Yeah, man. It was crazy.
I love that. Who was your favorite person you seen while you were working there?
It had to be either Mike Epps or when I was like on stage with like Lorville Crosshair and Bruce. Oh. They were really good. And then there was a girl that was with him. She was funny. She was like really tall. Forgot her name though.
Leah Thomas.
Let me see, because like she's like I think she was on. Hold on, let me see. I think she was on Queens of Comedy. Let me see, Queens of Comedy. Let's see which one was. She was her right here.
Oh, that's my boo.
Yeah, her.
God damn it. What's her name?
Aretha Franklin.
Shut the fuck up.
No, man. Hold on.
Ah.
Dang it. I know. Okay, let's see. Samore.
Simone.
Samar?
Samore.
Samore.
Oh, she's a. Raven? No, Samore.
Raven Simone.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, it was her.
Yeah, Samore. She's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, she was very funny.
Yeah, she's fucking top tier right there. You never seen her?
I'm not familiar with black female comics.
Damn.
Besides Tammy and Miss Pat.
I'm trying to think who's black female comics or female or white female comics are who make me laugh the most. And I think
I like some
Wanda Sykes made
British
me laugh a lot.
Comics.
Really?
Wanda Sykes, yeah.
And Wanda's
she makes me laugh in roles.
Mm. Yeah, more in roles. More in roles.
I like Sarah McMillan.
Oh.
She's British. She's funny.
Is that the one with the big tits?
She's blonde, kind of heavy set.
Oh, no.
From what I remember. Hell yeah. She's funny.
McMillan. I used to follow this girl on Twitter, and her name was something like that. But she looked too good to be a comic.
Yeah, her.
What, I never heard of her.
With the green in the background? Yeah, her.
No.
Milliken.
Okay.
My bad, I got it wrong.
Oh, I love Christina Pazinski too. That's my boo right there. But when you got Simone Dominique, goddamn. Like, Monique used to be hilarious. I don't know what she got going on now.
You don't fuck with Miss Pat, dude?
Oh, Miss Pat's hilarious. Yeah, yeah. Miss Pat's newer for me, though. Like, I found out her through, like, Rogan and them.
Yeah.
Like, actually, it was through your mom's house. So I found out her through that. Cause I don't, she must have not been on like Comic View whenever I was growing up and shit. And then, so I don't really associate her with that. But she's a beast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap, dude. I almost forgot the other person that I saw a really cool band, which you might know. I don't know if you know Air Supply. Mm-mm. You never like, they had a song on Deadpool. Let me see if I can. See the picture. Hold on, the song.
Air Supply?
Is it,
it's a band?
What are you talking about a band for?
Oh, because you guys. Oh, yeah. Got, I forgot. I almost did Skid for them. You guys never seen them?
No.
Man, what's All Out of Love? That song, All Out of Love.
I'm nah, so nah, lost
yeah,
without
that song.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that man, shit. Oh, that's I did not know
dude,
that was Air Supply.
That was my toughest one, though, because, dude, that, like, you had to fight off the old ladies, and the old ladies would cuss you out. And
really?
Be like, we don't give a fuck, and kept trying to, like, get past you, and they would, man, they would say the worst.
Touch those boys?
They would say the worst shit to you, man. They would call you a piece of shit, all that.
They dropped
in your
M-bomb.
Face. Almost. Not to me, thankfully. No.
It's just like respect. We're talking about with the nursing homes. The old people are horny.
Yeah, man.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do with all that excess elderly horniness, bro?
Just go to Florida and fuck.
We can't.
Like, that's what we're gonna do.
Oh man, that'd be funny. See you in some scrubs. Hey.
You talking about us fucking are you old talking people?
Because you guys are like, well, there's nothing else we can do. Go fuck, man. I was like, what? Well, damn.
I was talking
when
about,
you get old.
When you get old, you go there. You thought we was going to go fuck
you want
old
some
people?
Gussie, bro.
Shout out.
Alex Z. Oh, yeah. The pussy hell historian.
Yeah. That was a category back in the day.
No. Well, I think that's it, guys.
That was a great episode.
That was great. I loved it, man. That was funny.
I'm over here sweating. I said, you know, it's good.
I'd be in danger of my damn self.
We're out.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.